Dr. Phil here. Come February 27th, you're going to be able to pick up a book called We've Got Issues, and you know we do. This is a book that says it's going to teach you how to stand strong for America's soul and sanity. And in this book, I set forth 10 principles for saving this society from going off the deep end. 10 principles for protecting your family. 10 principles for giving you what you need to flourish and have the life that you want for yourself and for your children and for your grandchildren. We've taken some wrong turns. We've been letting the loudest voices dictate some of the thinking that has taken us way off course. Well, I'm speaking up and bringing us back to the center of the road. I hope you'll pick this book up, and I hope you'll read it with a real open mind, because I'm pushing back against a lot of what you've been hearing. Somebody had to do it. Might as well be me. February 27th, We've Got Issues.
Today on an all-new Dr. Phil.
I feel that David views Alexis as his possession and may use his guns to protect his possession.
He's her daughter's survivalist boyfriend.
I am armed and I will use it if necessary.
A threat to their family.
He's dangerous.
Does he support a relationship with your mother?
Yeah, he wants me to have a relationship with her.
Is that why he calls me a bitch?
Did he kidnap your daughter?
He did.
No!
All their accusations.
She asked me to come get her.
You're lying.
I'm lying? Why don't you shut the hell up? I'm not going to shut my mouth.
Have been leading up to this.
If I didn't think I'd go to jail for it, I would go across this 3 feet of floor right here, and I'd take his damn head off.
Let's do it.
Have a good show, everybody. Here we go.
This is a safe place to talk about hard things.
Stand by. We'll count you down.
I try to be an emotional compass and point you in the right direction.
5.
I am not giving up on you. Okay, I want you to imagine waking up in the wee hours of the morning and discovering your child is missing. That's what happened to my next guest, Gina. She was completely frantic, claiming her beautiful daughter, Alexis, was kidnapped by her boyfriend, snatched from her bed in the middle of the night. Gina believes that the boy brainwashed her daughter, filling her head with doomsday plans. She says he claims to be a survivalist and has an arsenal of weapons and ammunition and a cabinet full of emergency supplies. So right about now, you may be thinking that this is a show about a missing girl and that there is an all-points bulletin out for her. Well, no, not the case. In fact, she's backstage with her boyfriend. Come on, you know there's always a lot more to a Dr. Phil story than meets the eye. So is the mother a drama queen or is the daughter in danger? There are so many layers to this story, you may need to grab a notebook. First, let's hear what Gina and her husband, Mike, have to say.
3 weeks after Alexis met David on Facebook, and only once in person, Alexis left in the middle of the night to go live with him. I believe that David kidnapped Alexis. David has told Alexis her whole entire life has been built on lies, that I am a very controlling, manipulating person, that I have gone out of my way to ruin people's lives. David has made Alexis believe that she was in a dangerous situation when she was living at home. He's trying to turn Alexis against her whole entire family. I absolutely believe David has brainwashed Alexis. I called the police when David came to the house and took Alexis. I was scared for my daughter. I didn't know who took her. I didn't know where she was going. I had no clue where David lived. I felt Alexis was in danger by being at David's, so I snooped on Alexis. I found on her Facebook page about them having sex, about the drinking, the marijuana that was being smoked in their house, and I found out that Alexis was shooting a gun. David is a survivalist. Any kind of meat he eats is either fished or hunted.
I've only physically talked to David in person one time. He came to Alexis's graduation party and he carries a gun. I told him, don't bring the gun. He brought the gun anyways. He left it in his car, but he wore his holster around the party the entire time, which really irritated me.
David's very eccentric. He wants to make marijuana legal. I've seen pictures of David with machine guns, machetes. David's very pompous.
It's anger that I feel towards David.
Mike has threatened to beat the crap out of him.
She has to open her eyes. She needs to see the danger.
I feel that David views Alexis as his possession, and I feel that he may use his guns to protect his possession.
I miss her so much. I love her, and I just want to make sure she's safe and not brought down by him.
Well, I have to tell you, as a parent, this is horrifying to me. I can't imagine in the middle of the night somebody's coming and picking up my daughter. So what happened? Where were you? How did you discover her gone?
I was sitting in our living room. Uh-huh. It was about 11:45. And all of a sudden, I see lights pull into our driveway. All of a sudden, I see someone throwing things into the car and jump in the car, and they took off. My first reaction was, oh, my God, where's my daughter? Because that was
the first
thing.
How'd she get out of the house?
She snuck by behind me. I didn't even hear.
Okay, were you home?
Yeah, I was actually in bed.
And you come to find out she's been picked up by who?
David and his mother.
Well, his mother was involved.
Yes.
So David, who's this boyfriend, mm-hmm. that she had known for how long?
At that time, 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
And she met him how?
On Facebook.
Didn't you introduce them?
Yes, to a point. I was on Facebook, and Lexi and I used to always tag each other and stuff. And I had seen a picture of him on a Facebook page, and I tagged her in it, not thinking anything of it, and it turned around and it bit me.
Was this just kind of a joke?
It was a big joke, yeah.
Like, oh, how about this one?
Right.
And you were just joking because you yes. thought this is not her type.
No, not her type at all, no.
So you thought she would just go, yeah, ha, ha.
Right.
But they somehow started talking.
Correct.
So your joke backfired.
It backfired big time.
And they wound up actually getting together.
Yes, they did.
Okay. So did you know they were talking?
I did know they were talking. He actually reached out and talked to me a little bit. Uh-huh. Just very little. He seemed like a gentleman at first. And I was like, it's okay, they can talk. He lived 3 hours away from the home. Never thought they would meet up or any of that.
During this time that she's talking to him, you said she started getting sneaky and lying.
Correct. And rebellious. She would sneak around. There's time set on our phones. Even with her being 18, after a certain hour, it's time for bed. You don't need to be on your cell phone all night long. And she would be sneaking on her phone. She went shopping, and she bought some real, I call it slutwear, underwear. There was no reason for it. And I knew that there was an ultimate motive when I found out that she had that, but she was hiding it from me. And I told her, you're 18, you need to be an adult, you need to talk to me.
And of course, we know the point is, once they get to be 18, you become an influencer,
right.
not a director.
Right.
You can kind of try to influence mm-hmm. them what to say or do or where not to go or go, but you don't really control it.
Right.
So you were in a position of not being able to dictate, but just try to influence.
Correct.
Alexis says she was not kidnapped by her boyfriend. Says that's not true. She says it was her choice to leave and that David is her protector, not her captor. So let's hear what Gina's daughter has to say.
My mom introduced me to David through a modeling site. We started talking and we hit it off. David is a male model. David's hot. I love his eyes. He has very pretty blue eyes. He does have a good body. He's my soulmate. My mom has not been fair to David. David did not kidnap me. I left on my own free will. I moved into David's place 2 weeks after we had met. He's not brainwashing me. She's worried that she's not gonna have me anymore. My mom has told me that David's trying to get me pregnant. I am sexually active with David. It's not my parents' business at all. My mom claims that David's the controlling one, but really she's the controlling one. My mom controls my phone, my computer, my iPod, where I went, who I would like to hang out with. If she didn't like them, I was not allowed to hang out with them. I am old enough to make my own decisions. My mom has contacted David over Facebook on the modeling pages that he's on and said, be careful ladies, looks can be deceiving. I was very irritated when I saw that. My mom has made me feel like I have to choose between family and David, and I don't think that's fair.
Okay, now you've not seen your mother for how long?
About 2.5, 3 weeks.
2.5 or 3 weeks. So y'all have not seen each other till right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you feel seeing your daughter now?
I miss her. I'm emotional.
Yeah. How does she look to you?
She looks beautiful as always.
How do you feel seeing your mother?
Emotional. I mean, I miss my family. It's not that I don't miss them. I miss them a lot.
Yeah. But why have you not seen her in 2.5 or 3 weeks then?
It's nothing but drama when we talk.
Uh-huh. Like, what about? What are you... What's the drama? What's it go like? What's it about?
All about my decision and how making a wrong decision and, you know, like, yelling at me and stuff like that. Like, we can't have, like, when I would, like, I couldn't call and have a normal conversation with her at all or anything. It would all be about what I'm doing wrong and I need to come home.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
To a point, yes. It is. She's 18. She just got out of high school. Alexis needs to be in college.
Well, is she just making a huge mistake here?
Absolutely huge mistake.
Tell her, I mean, you haven't seen her in 3 weeks. Tell her what she's doing. What is the biggest mistake she's making? What is she doing wrong here? Tell her.
Alexis, you're putting yourself in a situation that's not good. You're not doing anything with your life. You have so many opportunities in life, and you're not doing anything with them. You're with somebody he's dangerous, Alexis. He's dangerous. Emotionally, he's very dangerous. I want to see the best for you, and that is why I brought you here. I want you to go to school. I want you to get your driver's license. You don't have a job, honey, and they don't have money to support you. That's why Dad and I are here. We are here to take care of you. We were told we were not allowed to call that house by the police.
Because of the threats, that was why.
Who threatened who?
I threatened David.
I thought he was the dangerous guy. And later...
First off, hold on.
Wait,
this is what
David,
you need. No, this is what you need to understand.
No, wait, wait.
No, let me finish.
No.
I've heard enough of you where I want to talk.
Excuse me, I'm your adult and you will respect me.
I'm an adult too. You have to earn respect in order for me to give it.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is she over-controlling you?
I think so.
Are you trying to leverage her with money? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely not.
They can't take you. You come home, we'll take care of you, but if you don't, we won't?
No.
No.
That sounded like what you said. We're here for you.
Right.
You have to come home to avail yourself of that. Did you tell her that if she wanted to go to a family celebration, she had to agree to come home for 2 weeks or 3 weeks in order to be allowed to go to that?
That was my mom's idea, yes, because it was my grandparents' 70th wedding anniversary.
Okay, so if she wants to come to the 70th wedding anniversary, her price of admission, she has to agree to come home for how long?
We had asked her to come home for a month, and she agreed to 2 weeks.
Okay, so you can come to this celebration, but to do that, you have to agree to come home for a month and negotiate it down to 2 weeks.
There was a reason for that. When Alexi comes home, my house gets turned upside down. I have 2 boys with autism. They need consistency. And when she left the first time, my boys didn't sleep, nothing. Now every time I leave the house, because she has come and gone so many times without saying goodbye to them. And
but she couldn't just go to the party. She had to come home first.
Right.
Why couldn't she just go to the party?
Because...
David's not allowed there. David's not allowed around my other children, period.
They told me. I told them about the party when I came there, before, when it was a couple weeks before, and they told me they would make sure that I was able to go.
And just they like also told you that if you came back the last time, that they were not going to come and get you. That was the exact words that came out of your mouth.
And that they were angry with you? And that you were getting attitude from them because you wanted to come home? Because they told you you're in such a dangerous situation when you're at home. What danger are you in at our house?
Are they telling you that?
They tell me that my parents are controlling, and I know they are.
Are you like a rope in a tug of war here?
Yeah, I feel like it.
Are they pulling you to stay there and they're pulling you to come home?
I feel like they're pulling me to come home. David and his parents, and his family, I should say, they're supportive with me with what I want. They told me, you know, you want to go home, you can go home. You want to stay here, you can stay here. I'm choosing to stay where I am.
Because of David?
I'm happy there.
Does he support a relationship with your mother?
Yeah, he wants me to have a relationship with
her. Is that why he sits and calls me a bitch on Facebook? Is that why his mom badmouthed me all the time on Facebook? I could go on and on, honey.
Yeah, and you do the same right back.
Oh, I have. No, you know what? Yes, at the beginning, you're absolutely right. I did. I was angry. I couldn't believe a mother would come and take a child in the middle of the night like that. That's horrible to do it to another mother. And if it would have been me in that situation, I think I would have reached out to the parents to try to find out what was really going on in that home before I took a child in the middle of the night from someone.
So you think she's just bad news?
His mother is bad news. She's horrible.
You've never even talked to her.
I've read her posts. I've read what she said to you in your Facebook conversations from your phone.
That you had, okay.
Yeah,
what
the yes,
hell
I
has the
phone.
World come to that we're talking through Facebook posts?
I agree.
I agree with you 100%. I wish Facebook would go away.
We were told we were not allowed to call that house by the police. I had no way of I couldn't call her.
Because of the threats, that was why.
Who threatened who?
I threatened David.
I thought he was the dangerous guy. I thought he was the gun-toting survivalist who was going to shoot everybody up.
When she took off the first time, of course, my house turned upside down. I was angry. I tried to get a hold of David. Come to find out it wasn't his phone. It was actually a stepdad answer, and I told his stepdad that I was going to beat the crap out of him if I saw him. My son, on the other hand...
What did his stepdad have to do with it?
He was the one that answered the phone at the time, and I was angry.
Well, so you just go Billy Badass on whoever answers the phone?
Oh, no, I wasn't threatening his stepdad. I was saying when I saw David, I was going to beat the crap out of him.
You were just telling him to tell somebody else, you whip his ass.
Yes.
Okay, well, up next, Alexis' gun-toting survivalist boyfriend David is here, maybe to collect his ass-whipping. I don't know. Just kidding, of course. We don't do that here. We're going to conduct ourselves like adults. We're going to talk about this in a mature fashion. He says Gina has no one to blame but herself when it comes to Alexis leaving home. We're going to find out what David has to say about Mom Gina and Mike when we come back and have an intelligent conversation. We'll be right back.
I did not kidnap Alexis. I never forced her in a vehicle. She's 18. This is our relationship, not theirs. I own 4 guns. I have been teaching Alexis stuff about guns. I take threats very, very seriously. I'm armed, and I will use it if necessary.
And later...
I am not putting up with this lying. I am sick of it, okay?
Lying.
She asked
You're
me
lying.
To come get her. I'm lying? Are
You're
you kidding
lying.
Me? First of all, you went into her Facebook and she's 18.
It was
That's
my
invasion
fault.
Of privacy.
Really?
That's a federal offense, no. just
okay.
to let you know.
Okay,
are you a lawyer all of a sudden?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I believe Alexis is in danger at that home. There's drug activity. Alexis has never drank before. The guns are very scary to me. I know that Alexis has shot the guns before. It bothers me a lot. I want my daughter to come home now.
Gina is convinced her daughter Alexis' new boyfriend not only took her from her home, but is now filling her head with delusions about the end of the world. David admits he is a survivalist and is only preparing for the inevitable.
My name is David. People call me DJ because that's my model name. When I first met Gina, she was very rude. Her family hates me and my family. The story is very similar to Romeo and Juliet. They both kill themselves. I don't like the ending, but yeah. I do want them to back off and leave us alone. We're both adults. This is our relationship, not theirs. You could say that I'm a survivalist. I know how to make traps. I know how to hunt with bow and arrow. I spearfish. I know how to make fire without a lighter and matches. I'm starting to learn how to make antibiotics too. If you put me in the woods with minimal tools, I could survive efficiently. I'm very confident in that. I own four guns, a M4 carbine, SR9C Ruger, a 22, and a single shot 30-30. I have been teaching Alexis stuff about guns because I'm taking her hunting this year.
Just a pellet gun? There we go.
I did not kidnap her daughter. I never forced her in the vehicle. She said she wanted me to come pick her up. I pulled up to her house and she got in the car. It was her choice alone and it was a legal choice. She's 18. I am not controlling. I think it's the other way around. I think Gina's the one trying to brainwash her. At my house, she has an opinion. She has a voice. I am sexually active with Alexis. I don't know any 16 to however old you want to say isn't sexually active. My intentions are not to get her pregnant. I want to be married before we do that. Mike directly threatened me once on the phone. He was going to find me and, quote unquote, destroy me. If Mike does come in a threatening manner, I will detain him and call the police. I take threats very, very seriously. I'm armed, and I will use it if necessary. I'm fed up.
Okay. Did you kidnap her?
No, not at all. She's the one that asked me to come get her.
She asked you to come get her?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And you did?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I made sure she wanted to go. I called her, and I made sure that it was her final decision, that she wanted to go home with me or she wanted to stay. Uh-huh. I was messaging her. I called her. My mother was going to drive me because I can't drive long distances. It's a 3.5-hour drive there and 3.5-hour drive back.
Why can't you drive long distances?
I hurt my back 2 years ago.
So you came with your mother?
Yes.
And you asked her if she wanted to go. Did he ask you if you wanted to go?
Yeah.
And did you actually call him and say, come get me?
I believe it was Facebook Messenger.
Oh, of course, Facebook.
So I saw the messages.
You sent him a message and said, come get me. And did he say, are you sure?
Yeah, he when we talked on the phone, he told me, he's like, you need to make sure this is what you want, think about it, make sure that's what you want to do before I come get you, because, it's a long drive, so.
And your reply was, I don't know if I can do this, I'm scared. And he said, Alexis, just trust me. Just jump in, have faith, trust me.
You said he kidnapped her.
He did.
Well, as I'm asking the kidnappee, it sounds to me like this was a dialogue between the two of them.
Physically, she chose to go.
And, well, then that's not kidnapping.
But mentally, I think he got into her head.
But kidnapping is when you, put a bag over someone's head and you carry them and put them, in the trunk and you drive them away against their will and hold them against their will. Words are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Did he kidnap your daughter?
In my eyes, yes, I believe they did. This is not Alexis. This is nothing
okay,
she would ever
come
do.
Come get me. Okay?
He told her to erase all the messages beforehand, so I never saw the come get me.
Because
I saw the.
You wouldn't have
I
let
saw
me
the,
leave.
Okay, did he kidnap you?
No.
Did he kidnap her?
If she's saying he didn't, in her eyes, that's fine. But in my eyes, I'm her mother. I look at it differently.
Okay, I'm just trying to deal with the facts. You may not like the fact that he's turned her head. You may not like the fact that she is a smitten kitten. You may not like the fact that these two, Romeo and Juliet, have gone off. Stop. No, I don't think she's stupid. She may not be the most mature person in the world. She's 18. She may not see around corners. She may not have all the life experience you do, but that's a far cry from being kidnapped. And I'm trying to find out whether you are an overreactive, hyperbole describing, histrionic mother, or if your daughter was in fact kidnapped and we have the sumbitch here and need to throw the cuffs on him. I'm trying to figure out where we are. Where do you fall on the continuum? Are you like, woo, or is this overstated by you?
I think it was more the way that everything happened.
The way it went down.
I would
you
not,
don't seem as
I would not use the
histrionic
word,
as she no. might be.
I would not say that she was kidnapped. I would say that they both were conniving and sneaky. And I talked to you earlier that day on the phone.
Yeah, and you
said,
threatened to kill me that
he
day.
He never threatened
Well, that
threatened
is not when
you.
I threatened
this
to kill
my
you.
My brother was on. You're on speakerphone.
Really?
On speakerphone.
Because the first time I talked to you, David, I'm telling you right now.
The first time we talked was actually at the party.
I'm telling you.
What?
Yeah,
where you were right before we left when you first introduced yourself?
First left. I sat there for 20 minutes and talked to him. I didn't even know the dad was going to be there because she said, I didn't know about the stepfather dad issue.
Was this the party you walked around with a holster on your belt?
I don't like take. My holster's on, it's hard to get on and off.
Oh, please.
Okay, you want to put a holster on nonstop?
I can.
Okay, well, I'm not you.
And we specifically told you, Alexis, you tell David if he comes to this party.
Yeah, I never told him.
Why?
Why didn't you? You told me you did.
Yeah, so you lied to me.
I didn't bring the gun to the party, didn't you?
No, I left
okay.
in the car. I didn't bring
guys,
it to the party. I was on public
what
DOT
property.
What
I should have done is I should have thrown you into your car
What kind of party
then.
Was this?
And that would have been assault, then you would have
gotten arrested. A graduation party.
According
at my grandparents' house.
Okay, hold on. This was a family graduation party?
Yes.
It was a graduation
party. For
who? And
Alexis.
This is your graduation party?
Yeah.
And you were going to bring a gun?
I bring it for self-defense on the way. I left in the car.
It seemed odd to wear a gun to a graduation party.
I didn't wear it. I mean, I did nothing illegal. I did everything perfectly legal.
No, it wasn't the fact he did something illegal.
Did you say you
were
supposed
to bring it?
Did you say, you said you were mad. Did you say you were going to kill him?
I did not say I was going to kill him. That was actually not me.
Were you going to maim him or what?
I was going to beat the is what I said.
Okay.
And that wasn't that day. That was actually after, and that was something I said to your stepdad, not you.
You said it to me, and then you said it twice to my stepdad in front of an officer.
David?
Oh, no, I did say it.
I am not putting up with this lying. I am sick of it, okay?
Lying.
She asked me to come get her. I'm lying? Are
you're
you kidding
lying.
Me? First of all, you went into her Facebook and she's 18.
It was
That's
my
invasion
phone.
Of privacy.
Really?
That's a federal offense, just to let you know.
Okay, are you a lawyer all of a sudden?
No, but I did go to school for 2 years to be a cop.
Why don't you shut the hell up and let her talk?
I'm not gonna. You guys are the ones yelling at me. You guys are saying all these insinuating things about me. I'm not gonna shut my mouth. If I'm gonna defend myself, I'm gonna defend myself. I don't get intimidated very easily.
Honestly, Dr. Phil, if I didn't think I'd go to jail for it, I would go across this 3 feet of floor right here and I'd take his damn head off.
What is your objective right now? Just
honestly, Dr. Phil, if I
didn't think I'd go to jail for it, I would go across this 3 feet of floor right here and I'd take his damn head off.
Why?
Because I can't stand him.
Why?
He's a pompous, cocky...
With everything that's happened, with her taking off, and whenever my wife has talked to Alexis, he's always in the background chirping in her ear because she's not allowed to have an opinion.
The two little ones are so angry with you. Every time I leave Alexis, Mama, are you coming back? You're not going to run away like Lexi did, are you? Please promise me you're coming home. Really? Look what you've done to the family. Grandpa, who's, I've never seen Grandpa cry in my life. He's 91 years old. He bawled his eyes out the day you took off. He was so worried about you. You've turned our whole entire family. You flipped it upside down.
My actual problem here is I'm mad at both of them just as much.
Yeah, well, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I do.
What would be the first one?
Where do I go from here? I want a relationship with my daughter. I don't
want... Okay, let me answer that one. I assume there's a question in that. How do I have a relationship with my
daughter? Yes.
Okay, because if we were going to make a list of ways you could alienate and drive your daughter away, what you're doing right now in the last 5 minutes would be the absolute best way to alienate and drive her away. You couldn't push her to him anymore if you had a stick and was chasing her down the street.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I've got more degrees than a thermometer, but I'm just an old country boy at heart. I look at what works. And I'm listening to you and saying, you should feel guilty. Everybody in the family is mad at you. Look what you've done. You've ruined our family. You've done this. You've done that. You're a horrible person. I'm thinking, my God, I would go stick my head in a blender before I would come home. I mean, seriously, just based on results, it would be like, okay, here's the deal. You can get in a phone booth and sandpaper the butt on an alligator, or you can go home. I would say, tell me a little more about this alligator. Seriously, you're making it so unattractive to come home. And you know that she has an affinity for him right now, so you say, if I wasn't going to go to jail, I'd come across these 3 feet and tear his head off of his body. And okay, then she would just have a stump.
Well, it'd be better than him.
Well, I understand what I said and how I feel. Probably isn't the right way.
You think?
I mean, my biggest thing is Alexis made a decision. The difference here between my wife and
Maybe she has. It's a process.
Yes, look, and I understand.
How old are you?
19.
And?
18.
Okay. Come on, they're 18 and 19.
His
okay.
mom is already planning their wedding.
I have never heard of this one.
That's
funny. Are you going to start telling them how I supposedly practice witchcraft too while you're at it?
Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, you said
you
over
smoke
Facebook.
Weed, you drink, you get my daughter drunk.
I don't get your daughter drunk. David. That's like saying spoons make people
David?
Fat.
Well,
she
okay,
told us.
Let's take it.
It's pretty simple. Off. Hold on. This is what you need to understand.
No,
I haven't talked to you. I talked to you for 20 minutes. That's the only time I talked to you, except on Facebook Messenger. That's it. Otherwise, I've talked to you in person. No, let me finish.
No.
I've heard enough of your where I want to talk.
Excuse me, I'm your adult, and you will
I know
respect
I'm an adult, too. I don't respect people that don't... You have to earn respect in order for me to give it, okay?
Hold on. Time out. I'm fairly certain that me and the FCC deserve some respect. So let's keep our rhetoric a little cleaner. Go ahead.
When she made the decision for me to come pick her up, I said, let me at least talk to someone in your family so they know that it's not me doing this. I know all fingers are pointing me to come get you, but I'm willing to take that fall. I'm willing to do that. And I went and picked her up. And I didn't even pull up in your driveway for one. I was on the freaking roadway, which is public property. I never trespassed there. And we took Alexis straight to the police so that she could tell them that she left on her own will. So you wouldn't call a cop and say I kidnapped her, but here we are. I supposedly kidnapped her. I didn't do anything wrong. And you haven't even talked to me civilly as an adult, period.
Well, let's take a break. Coming up, Gina is afraid that David is putting Alexis' life in jeopardy. She says he is an admitted survivalist with a cache of weapons, plus mom says he is getting her drunk and they are having sex. We'll talk about that when we come back.
I saw text messages, David, where you guys were talking back
really?
And forth.
Really? I don't want that brought up because that's between me and Alexis. That's it. Well, her Facebook was taken over by them.
Well, sue them.
I'm going to, actually.
If anything bad was to happen in the United States that would deem that we need to leave and go somewhere safe, I'd have a doomsday plan. No one knows the full plan except me and my brothers. They know the general area, but I am the only one that knows the exact location where we're going. It's a 9-month trip completely on foot, and I'm very well prepared. I have people that are knowledge in medicine, hunting and trapping, building, construction. After I get people to the location I need to go, I will be coming back to get more.
David says he's tried to teach Alexis how to use a rifle. So you agree you've taught her how to shoot guns?
Yes, I have.
And that sort of thing. And have you enjoyed that?
Yeah, I plan on going hunting this year, so.
Yeah, so do you object to that?
I object to that, yes. Hunting for hunting reasons, no. I'm okay with hunting.
She's wanted to do that.
Yeah, she's wanted to bow hunt forever. But just to get a gun just because and shoot a rifle just because, I'm not for that, no.
Yeah, well, you kind of have to do that before
right.
you
and
hunt.
I understand that. And I get that, yes, at a range, correct?
You don't just
right?
go out and start right. spraying around the
right.
woods. So you got to do You gotta get familiar first, but okay. Is there anybody that could have picked her up at a quarter of midnight and taken her to their house that you would have been okay with? It's the circumstance you don't like.
If she'd have been honest about it and actually come up and said, hey, I'm gonna leave, and not in the middle of the night sneaking off like you're doing something wrong when you're 18, whatever.
But he doesn't own that. She owns. That's her issue.
Yes, it is.
You're right. That's
not his issue.
No, his issue was when he talked to me on the phone and basically lied to me.
How would I lie to you?
I said, what's going on? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You did know.
No, I don't.
To her the entire
okay,
day.
So David. Tell me what else I'm thinking while you guys are at
Wait,
it.
David,
you,
I'm, let me.
I saw text messages, David, where you guys were talking back
really?
And forth.
Really? I don't want that brought up. Because that's between me and Alexis. That's it. You guys got access to that. Her Facebook is hacked. You guys changed email. Whoa. She had to make a whole new. The why just 3 days ago? We're at the hotel to stay active one day ago.
What do you mean they don't want to brought up? They can talk about anything they want.
But it's from the message between me and her. We didn't disclose that. Her Facebook was taken over by them.
Yeah, well, sue them.
I'm going to, actually.
I'd like to do what you want to do, but they can talk whatever they want to talk about. You're worried about drinking.
You wouldn't have left Facebook.
Drinking.
He's giving her alcohol.
Yes.
So, you and she's underage.
Right.
Uh-huh. You also found out they're having sex, and you object to that.
Yes, because she went to a church camp, and she was telling everybody at church that she thought she was pregnant, and she was excited about it because David wants to have a baby.
No.
She put it in a message to her friend. Her friend sent me the message, David.
Okay, so you saw what she said. You didn't ask me.
Why would she think that? The problem is
you guys never called and wanted to talk to me silly and asked me, David, what's going on? Now, if I was in your shoes, because I'm a parent, I'd wonder, okay, why did my daughter do this?
No,
I would have talked to the person civilly.
And if you were a respectable young man, you would have came to the door when you picked her up and said, I am taking your daughter.
After
she
the
want
stepfather
to be
threatens to kill me and go up the door, hi, I'm here to get your daughter.
I didn't threaten you until after that happened.
No, actually, you threatened me before because that's what caused her to want to leave.
No, David.
I'm not putting up a
lie. I'm not going to argue with
you. I have witnesses. I grew up sleeping on a concrete floor. I've been in 26 schools, 6 7 high schools. I'm about to go to my third college.
This isn't about you.
All
this
over.
Is about her.
No. You guys made this all about me. I am such a bad guy. That's what you guys made out. Well, thank you for telling me that. After you threw Bible verses out there saying how hard of a Christian are, but yet you're examining the speck before you can remove the plank from your face. That's the problem.
Really?
Yeah, that is the problem. You want to play this
you're
Bible verse
stuff?
You're
going to try to pull Bible on me when you're a survivalist. Doomsday people don't believe in the Bible.
Okay, first of all.
Because if they did, they
doomsday
would believe.
Doomsday stuff. Have you ever read Revelations?
I mean,
I think the Revelations probably like talks about the end of times. I mean, am I the only one that thinks this?
I'm done.
Do you think that there is potential for a future in this relationship?
100%.
And how about yourself?
I want to settle down.
Can you and I have a chat for a minute?
Sure.
Tell me, you're in a new relationship with David, right? You guys have known each other now how long?
Almost 3 months.
Almost 3 months? And how's it going?
Great. Besides the drama.
Yeah. You've had some ups and downs, right?
Every relationship does.
Yeah, including this one.
Nothing major, just like little tiffs, nothing like. Uh-huh.
Do you think that there is potential for a future in this relationship?
Yeah, I do.
Would you like for there to be?
100%.
Uh-huh. And how about yourself?
I want to settle down. I've already been through enough crap with people. Uh-huh. I already have one kid. I don't want to keep going through getting hurt from people. I actually gave up on dating completely, and then we were introduced, and one thing led to another. Mm-hmm. And that's usually how it works, we start dating.
Yeah, well, that's one thing you should be grateful to her for. She introduced
you. I am very happy about it. I mean, me and her, we never argued in the beginning. I mean, she's actually one that invited me to the graduation party. And the first thing that happened, I walked in the front door, it bit me in the ass. That's the first words that ever came out of my mouth. Hi, David, how are you? I'm Gina, I'm her mother. Nothing. I introduced myself. Then she told me, oh, my dad's not showing up at the graduation. And then I apparently pissed you off because she said my dad's not going to my graduation. I didn't know about the stepfather daddy issue, and I tried to tell you that. Then when I found out that you were the stepdad, I didn't want to interrupt the party and the graduation stuff because I wasn't going to hang out with everybody after and meet everybody. It wasn't my place to go, hey, my name's David.
You shouldn't have even come then if that's the way you felt.
What?
You shouldn't have come to a family function if you didn't want to be around family and interrupt
them. I didn't want to be around them. I didn't want to interrupt. You guys are celebrating your graduation. I'm a new person. I was waiting until afterwards so you guys can have your celebration. Because I wasn't around for that. It would have been selfish.
And I
was having manners and letting the party play out, and then I was going to introduce myself.
Any stand-up person would have came up and said, hi.
No, I had him come up with me when we were in the garage.
Yeah, after I finally
No, that was before.
No, it was after we said something to you.
It was before because he first came in.
So perhaps protocol was breached. I'm not... We'll talk about that perhaps another time. My question is, are you interested in exploring a relationship with her going forward?
Yes.
But do you guys realize that you're early on in the curve of this relationship?
Well, we're well aware of that.
And, I mean, you're both very young, and you're early in this relationship. So the odds are that you're sitting there with the person that you will spend the rest of your lives with is pretty low. Mm-hmm. Statistically, it's pretty low. I mean, it might work out, it might not. What you do is you manage a relationship you have while you have it, but you're careful not to lose yourself or your life dreams and goals along the way. I mean, reasonable, right?
Yeah.
And maybe you find some commonalities and reasons to move forward, and maybe you don't. But you have to be responsible as you go along. And you mentioned there was dad and stepdad, and you didn't know how all of that worked out. When I introduced the guest earlier, I warned you that this story had a few twists and turns. Well, next, David said Gina has tried to convince everyone that he brainwashed her daughter. But David is convinced it's the other way around. He says Gina is the one who has done the brainwashing. He believed it all started long ago when Alexis was just a baby. I'll explain what all that means when we come back. Closed captioning provided by... Want to know what's coming up on Dr. Phil? Visit our website and subscribe to our email newsletter. You'll get weekly updates, life strategies, and exclusive video that you won't find anywhere else.
Plus, on drphil.com, you can see sneak previews of upcoming shows. Log on today.
We ran out of time today, but you heard me say at the end of the last segment that David is convinced that Gina may have been the one who brainwashed Alexis when she was just a baby. There is a whole other layer to this story. Here's a preview.
Tomorrow.
In 45 years, this is a first for me.
The story...
Something happened. I know something happened.
...takes another turn.
I believe that Dan sexually molested our daughter.
Did you or did you not molest your daughter?
100% did not.
I was only going on what my daughter was telling me.
Is it possible you weren't hearing that clearly?
This family drama...
What better way to hurt somebody? Take their kids away.
...is far from over.
I have no reason to lie.
I don't buy it, lady.
And...
I asked for a lie detector to prove that I wasn't lying about what...
Both parents...
Did you ever have sexual contact with Alexis?
Take a polygraph.
Let's look at the results.
That's tomorrow.
You do not want to miss tomorrow. I want to thank all of my guests today. Go to drphil.com for more information. We'll see you tomorrow.